Let's just open in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, I want to praise you and thank you that you are good. And Lord, we know that you are building your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And Lord, I ask that your church would be growing right here in this small fellowship, that this small part of your body would be thriving and growing. And I ask that you'd help all of us to be faithful in doing our part in your body. Lord, we know every single part is needed. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so what was on my heart this morning was Romans 14. So you can turn there. And I guess I've had something on my heart because we're living in very interesting times. And I feel like I've heard it a little bit in our midst. I see it at work. I see it in different places. And really simply put, I'm going to be straight to the point, judging. We want to fight against judging. And it comes in different ways, but nowadays it's so, people will judge people for wearing a mask. Or I've seen the opposite. Not wearing a mask. I've seen people judge people for getting a vaccine. I've seen people judge people for not getting a vaccine. I've seen people judge people for getting this respiratory virus that's going around. And I'm thinking, man, there's a lot of judging. And yet, this ought not to be in our hearts. There is a place where we have to judge sin. But a mask and a vaccine and getting a virus is not sin. And so we need to be very careful on why we're judging. I was thinking, why is it that at times I can look down on others? And most of the time the root of it is that I have a certain amount of knowledge, and this knowledge in my mind, this great understanding I have toward the effects of a mask, a vaccine, or any of these things, causes me then to look down on others who do things contrary to my great knowledge. And I think, man, if this knowledge is really from God, surely it's not to judge or look down on others. Something's wrong. And so when I look at this passage, I'm sure many of us have read it many times, but it says a few things. It says, receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. So we see it's talking about food. And in that day, it was even easier to understand this passage because there was food that had been sacrificed to these heathen and dead, mute, dumb idols. But different people in their faith at different times felt, well, it doesn't matter. It's just a dumb idol. I can eat anything. And other people thought, no, it's been sacrificed to an idol. I shouldn't eat it. But the key in this passage is that it's a lawful thing. And neither one of them should be judging. Verse 4, it says, who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Verse 4, indeed he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. And so, why are we judging another's servant? Whose servant are we judging? In the context of a body, it's a servant of God. Our brother or sister is a servant of the Most High King. And if we're not careful, we can end up judging them. And I just think, man, that's what the devil wants. 20 years ago, if you would have said, what's one thing you should never talk about at a family gathering, it'd probably be the word politics, because it could bring division. Now it seems like it's going to happen even in all over. That's just a really controversial topic everywhere now. But now, if you come into a church, if you talk about masks or vaccines, there's potential to have great differing views. And this is, these are lawful things. Like I say, based on our own understanding or knowledge that we believe that we have, it causes us sometimes to look down on those that do something contrary to our knowledge. And I will just say this much. I don't understand everything about a mask and what it does or doesn't do. And I don't understand everything about this vaccine and what it does or doesn't do. But I'll tell you this much. I'm not convinced anyone in this room understands everything about either one of those two things. And I hope that we're willing to acknowledge that. But I do know that when we judge God's servant, our brother or sister, that's sin. That I do know, because God's word says it. And so, well, we got to be so careful, because I feel like the enemy wants to bring division in God's body. I don't care about a piece of fabric or whether you have or don't have the vaccine. What I care about is, are we loving one another? Are we loving one another? What does love look like in this exact situation? Man, they got the vaccine or they didn't get the vaccine. I want them to have no side effects. That's what I love them. I'm praying for them. Whether they have the vaccine or don't, I don't want them to get COVID. And if they get COVID, I'm praying that it's going to be easy for them. And there's going to be no long-term effects. That's love. We're missing the point if we're judging. I realize people have strong views, and as a result, they may have greater concerns about certain things, but do we have love in our heart for our brother and sister? We don't want division. Because if we come out really strongly with our views, you know what? I'm not saying we can never talk, but be careful. The key is it going to be edifying? Is it going to be edifying? If one brother does something or doesn't do something, or one sister does or doesn't something, the key is, are they doing it from faith? And is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Some people are not getting something out of fear, and some people are getting something out of fear. We don't really want either one of those. We want faith in whatever we do. That's what this passage is talking about. We want faith in the Lord Jesus. One person's like, well, that's like poison. I don't have knowledge on all these things. Depending on what you read, man, I can come up with whatever I want to hear pretty much. But I don't claim to know all this stuff. I don't. But what we do know is that we need faith in the Lord Jesus. Genuine disciples might end up drinking something they ought not. Might even be poisonous. And it says he can keep them well if he chooses. Right? Doesn't it say that? Mark 16. Some people, they can handle vipers and get bitten. It says then they might be okay. The Lord is still sovereign. He's in control. I'll tell you this much. Judging and looking down on others is a more serious problem than any side effect from a vaccine or any side effect from COVID. Because sin is a far greater cancer, and that is what judging is. And not only that, we're judging who? God's servant. When we see it happening in a body. So this is the thing that's on my heart. I'm not saying it's wrong for us to research or to try to make the best decisions we can for ourselves or for our families. I'm not saying any of that. That's fine. But let it come out of the right heart. Let us not judge others. And let us have a love for others that is really concerned for them. And then we're praying for them. Because you know what can happen? It can happen is that when somebody sees or understands or does something we disagree with, we can sometimes wish. There's a flesh part that can creep up and all of a sudden wish that, oh, I hope it goes bad now. Because they'll really learn that I was right. That's the root of that. It's pride. That's pride. It's evil. Right? Whether they get that vaccine or don't, well, I just want them to be well. I want to have good motives and intentions in my heart toward others. Whether they get some respiratory virus, I want it to go well for them. That is the heart of love that we all need to be striving for and fighting against and watching every other motive that can creep in. We need to be careful. This is really, really, I think, important. I'm not sure I need to go through the whole thing, but I'll just read another verse here. It says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. What's he saying? The kingdom of God is not whether you eat this meat or you don't eat this meat. The kingdom of God is not based on whether you got a vaccine or don't, or you have a piece of fabric or you don't. It's not based on that. But what is it? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Right? He can cause us to live a righteous life. Right? He can have it cause us to have joy and peace. That's what I'm hoping for. These kind of times, the world around us has got a lot of people are anxiety levels, suicide levels. What's that showing? Not a lot of joy and peace. Right? But as Christians, the Lord has made a way through Jesus Christ to go through these times that are really not that exciting. This is not a fun experience to have all these different things around us, but to have joy and peace, independent of all of that. That's the kingdom of God. That's what we want. It's not about whether you eat or don't eat, partake or don't partake in those things. It's not about that. And so that is kind of my desire, and I actually believe it's God's desire for his church. And I believe it's his desire for this small little part of his much bigger church. And so I want to challenge each one of us to look inward and see, are we judging others in our body or even outside our body? Because that judgment normally comes because we think we have some superior knowledge. And I would just like us to be willing to acknowledge that we don't have all the wisdom, even on these matters. I'm not saying it's wrong to do your own research and make your own decisions for your family, but let's not judge. But rather, let's walk in love toward one another. Have a heart filled with love toward others. That is kind of what's been on my heart this morning. But let's just make sure that we have that heart of love for one another.